Let me share with you two Elie Yahanovi stories. One from a long time ago, and one from today. Everybody knows, everybody knows. The Heilige Disease, from Nochum Chernobyl, the Holy of Holiest, sweetest of the sweet. All his life, he collected money for poor brides. One time the Holy Vajentov told him, somewhere in a village in Russia, there are 10 brides, and I need 10,000 rubles to marry them off. So the Heilige of Chernobyl decided to go to Poland, to Brod, one of the biggest cities. There were a lot of rich Jews there. He decided to go to Brod, and hopefully with God's help, he'll collect 10,000 rubles. Let me tell you the sad story. He was in Brod for 2 weeks. He didn't collect even one penny. He was so angry at God. He walked out from the city and he stopped under a tree. He said, Master of the world, Master of the world. Rabbeinu Shloimeh, Master of the world. If I would come in to collect money for myself, you have the right to help me or not to help me. I'll never see those 10 brides. I don't know who they are. I did it for you, Rabbeinu Shloimeh. I did it for you. Why don't you help me? Then he said, Master of the world, I'm so angry at you. I'm going home now and I'll never collect money for poor brides. I have my own children to take care of. He was angry at God, but he was so broken inside because he didn't want to be angry. He was just torn apart. Listen to me, friends. Suddenly, he saw police coming. And the two policemen are holding a little Jew. But listen to me, friends. You know what the little Yidler did while the two policemen were holding him? He was dancing. Dancing, and he was singing, and he was glowing with joy. Here Rab Nochum is free, and he's sitting there and crying, and this little Yidele, obviously a little thief, is arrested, and he's blowing his mind with joy. So Rab Nochum couldn't help smiling. Rab Nochum says to him, "Ah, my dear Yidele, my dear little Jew, who are you?" He opens his eyes very big, and he says, "What? You don't know me? I am Moshe Leganev. I am Moshe, the most famous thief in Brod." So Rab Nochum says, "You know, I tell you the truth, I'm not from Brod. And I was there just a few days, so I just didn't have the great privilege of seeing you yet. But I'm so glad to see you now. Unbelievable honor." Then he says to Moshe, "If you're such a polished thief, how come the police caught you?" I says, "That's nothing. Even the most polished thief is caught sometimes. Just don't pay any attention to it." Rab Nochum says to him, "Okay, Moshe Leganev, they'll arrest you and you'll be in prison." He says, "I hope when you come out from prison, you'll stop being a thief." Moshe Ganef began laughing, he says, "Do you know what a Jew is all about? A Jew never stops doing what he began to do. Jew never stops." He walked away with the police. Rav Nochum got the message. He went back to Broad with so much simcha, because this Moshe Leganov gave him so much strength. He collected within a few days the 10,000 rubles. When he came back to the Holy Baal Shem Tov, and the Holy Baal Shem Tov received with his holy hand the 10,000 rubles, the Holy Baal Shem Tov looked at him and it says, "Nochum, how does Eliyahu Hanovi, how does Elijah the prophet look like when he walks as a thief between two policemen?" You understand, my dearest friends, whenever you're just about to give up, Aliyah Novi comes and gives you strength. And I bless you, brothers and sisters in Russia and all over the world. Whenever you're just about to give up, let there be a miracle. Let Elijah the prophet come to you, maybe as a thief, maybe as a policeman, maybe as a rabbala, who knows. But let God send someone to you to give you strength. Eliyahu Hanovi, Eliyahu Tishbi, Eliyahu Hagelodi, Eliyahu Hagelodi. Amen.